China's health ministry has confirmed a 9th case of severe acute respiratory syndrome in a new outbreak of SARS that began last month in Beijing's top virus laboratory. There, a lab worker was exposed to the SARS virus. It's the 3rd outbreak of SARS tied to a laboratory working with the virus, and that's raised questions about lab security and who possesses samples of the virus. In today's Wall Street Journal, reporters Antonio Regalato and Betsy McKay reveal that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has sent dozens of samples of the SARS virus to laboratories around the world. Antonio Regalato joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why would the CDC send out so many samples, dozens? Do other countries do this?
The CDC started sending out samples in the middle of last year, after Tommy Thompson, the health secretary, promised ready access to the virus in order to encourage research on tests and treatments for SARS. Other countries have also shared it, but the U.S. seems to have done so more than others.
How many labs are we talking about that now have SARS samples, and where are they?
Well, part of the problem is really nobody knows who has SARS. There is no centralized list of who possesses the virus. The U.S. CDC, which is the primary repository for the virus in the U.S., has sent it out to 56 laboratories over the last 14 months. 42 of them are in the U.S., and 14 are overseas. But part of the problem is we don't know who they are.
Did the CDC check out the security at the labs?
Certainly, before the CDC sends out the virus, it finds out what the safety protocols are at a laboratory, and it only sends out laboratories that are able to work with the virus under so-called biosafety level 3 conditions, which means that researchers work with face masks and take other precautions to make sure that they don't get infected.
Well, I mean, has it indicated any embarrassment or concern about the fact that now it's come out that so many labs have the samples of the virus?
Well, a lot of labs have a lot of viruses and other germs. I mean, this kind of research goes on in the U.S. in many places and also in other places in the world. SARS is a little bit unique, though, because at this point it appears that the only place that SARS is certain to exist is inside the laboratories, and so that has sort of increased the focus on lab safety.
Well, one of the people you quote in your article, Bradford Kay of the World Health Organization, says that, and I'm quoting here, when you see SARS now, we are looking first at the labs. So does that mean that scientists think that SARS has been wiped out in animal and human populations?
Well, certainly SARS does not seem to be circulating in the human population. There hasn't been any repeat of last year's big outbreak, as some feared there would be. And frankly, the data pointing to the presence of SARS in animals is in doubt. There may well be an animal reservoir somewhere, but so far we don't know where it is, and that leaves the laboratory supplies.
And just very briefly, is the concern mainly about lab accidents, or are we talking bioterrorism issues here?
Certainly, SARS wouldn't be a terrorist weapon of choice. It's hard to grow, hard to handle, and it can't live outside a human host very long. That said, SARS definitely poses a human health risk and also an economic risk.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
Antonio Regalato is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. He co-authored today's story on SARS samples with Betsy McKay.